I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. and Iranian presidents are calling this weekend's prisoners for terrorists exchange a success. The persecuted U.S. pastor Saeed Abedini was among those returned. Open Doors' David Curry.
We're aware of Saeed because he is an American citizen. But the fact is, there are a lot of pastors in prison in Iran for their faith, for sharing Bibles.
Now, sharing Christ is illegal in Iran, and converting to Christianity from Islam is punishable by death. But that's not stopping the church from growing.
The gospel is an exceptionally powerful thing. People are sharing that. It's becoming known.
Open Doors supports the church in Iran with training and advocacy, among other things. As you praise the Lord for bringing Saeed Abedini home, don't forget about the other pastors serving in Iran. From Answered Prayer in Iran to Answered Prayer in Kenya, Madeline School in Bungoma, a remote village in the eastern part of the country, now has a commercial kitchen. It replaced a metal shed where cooks had to work creatively to feed more than 200 students and faculty every day. It's the latest in a list of improvements at Madeline School through the partnership with Orphan Outreach. Since 2012, the school has added on child sponsorship, a nutrition program, agriculture, a nurse, and Elizabeth Ayuma, a full-time social worker, all with an eye cast toward the gospel.
Now they are bold enough and confident to be and feel like they have a place where they belong. And that has improved their education.
The impact made on the children is fueling an even greater desire in every member of the faculty and even the village at large. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? For your copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.